Disturbing evidence, Senate Judiciary Committee reveals Biden's HHS placed over 11,000 migrant children in U.S. homes with unvetted adults. By John Binder on August 19, 2025. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, RIA, revealed in a bombshell report that former President Joe Biden's Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, continuously placed unaccompanied alien children, UACs, in homes across the United States with adult sponsors who were not vetted by the agency. The report is thanks to President Donald Trump's HHS providing the Senate Judiciary Committee with UAC data that shows what had been reported for years under Biden. Mainly that UACs were not tracked by the administration and were often placed in homes with adults who were not vetted beforehand. In particular, the report reveals that Biden's HHS placed more than 11,000 UACs in homes with adult sponsors who were not their parents, relatives, or even vetted through fingerprints and background checks. Federal law requires that UAC sponsors must submit to a Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, background check based on fingerprints when such sponsors are not the parents or relatives. Grassley said Biden's HHS disregarded this statute. My oversight continues to expose disturbing evidence that the Biden-Harris administration turned a blind eye to tens of thousands of kids who needed proper supervision and care, Grassley said in a statement. He continued. It's appalling to prioritize speed and optics over the safety and well-being of children. I appreciate the Trump administration's efforts to undo the damage caused by the last administration's failed border policies. And I'll continue my oversight of the issue to ensure abuse like this never happens again. Emphasis added. Likewise, Biden's HHS failed to conduct home studies for more than 79,000 UACs under the age of 12 years old placed in homes with adult sponsors. The report also details the extent to which the Biden administration overwhelmed the nation's immigration system with a massive influx of UACs from the southern border. From October 2020 to September 2024, for example, HHS had almost 500,000 UACs in its care. For comparison, from October 2024 to June 2025, HHS had cared for fewer than 21,400 UACs. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told Congress in May that the Biden administration was the biggest facilitator of child abuse in American history because of how it handled UACs. My predecessor was deliberately employing a policy of speed over safety so they waived all of the identification requirements for sponsors, Kennedy said at the time. Sponsors were not required to show valid identification. They were never fingerprinted, so we don't know if there's a criminal record. There was no DNA testing. So the claims that they were taking a family member were dubious. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.